Here we go, hour one, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan here on a Toxic Tuesday in the G-Bag Nation. It's a three-hour Tuesday. They're taking on the Reds once again this afternoon. Pre-game coming up at 5 o'clock. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A. There's Broadus, former Cowboy Scout, a Super Bowl champion. You have Ross Lebinski in the Pimp Cup in for Lucius today. Once again, send L.A. some love on social. Let him know he's missed. Of course, you have Wolchuk and Schiafalo reunited, and it feels so good. And Carter Freeman is coordinating your video. You can watch us online, Twitch, YouTube, and thank you for making us part of your day. So what an eventful day it's been. This is just a sports content goldmine paradise that we're in right now, guys, with everything going on. Just appreciate that. But Micah has spoken. A lot of things have been said about Micah. You know, I my read is this is Jerry kind of putting a charge of fire into the deal to make it the lights a little bit brighter and to maybe negotiate a little bit at the same time. But My thought is Mulligetta is going to win because good agents know how the Cowboys are doing. It's an easy pattern to follow, and then you win in the end. You make your client rich. But Jerry was asked about why they're trying to circumvent the agent David Mulligetta, and Jerry said, who? Don't even know who that is.
That's a great line, though.
Clarence Hill tweeted, Jerry Jones with blatant disrespect to Micah. Micah's agent, David Mulligetta. The agent is not a concern here. I don't know his name. Okay. Mulligetta is one of the best and most respected in the NFL. Micah retweeted that and said facts, among other things. Said there's no one I trust more when it comes to negotiating contracts than David. There will be no back doors in this contract. So this is a spicy public negotiation. What you guys read on it?
Well, latest from Jory Epstein, our friend, said multiple sources confirmed to her that Micah asked Steven and Jerry to call his agent, David Mulligetta, to negotiate. Sources confirm also that the Joneses have not made that call. Mulligetta has talked with the Cowboys director of salary cap player contracts, Adam Pacifica. So Mike is saying, hey, call my agent. Let's get this done.
It's kind of a breach of protocol. You know, I don't know. Are the Cowboys uniquely being tough here on Mulligetta because of something in the past? Are they just refusing to talk to the agent as part of the negotiation? It doesn't seem like fair practices or whatever you'd call it, if you ask me. I think you talk to agents to try to get deals done, not try to work around them. But
I mean, maybe that worked in the 90s. Yeah. Maybe that's how they were able to get some deals done then. Times have changed, my man. And if you listen to some of the stuff that Todd France and that podcast yesterday, maybe we'll get to that a little bit.
Sure.
They tend to get bent over backwards in these deals.
That's why they're avoiding the agents. It happened with Zeke and his agent. They just got tore up in those negotiations. Same thing with Dak now, not once, but twice. So I totally get why they would try to circumvent the agent there. And to Jerry's credit, I think he's just being brutally honest about the fact that he doesn't know this guy's name. I don't think he's even trying to be mean there. He's like, I don't even know half the guys on my roster, damn it.
That would be hilarious if Jerry truly doesn't know who David Mulligetta
is. He might
not. Yeah.
Is that a surprise?
It should be. I mean,
it should be for somebody who's the owner and general manager.
What's not being reported is after he said that, he was like, is Marowich still our kicker? And he was just asking.
Yeah, you know, a lot of different interpretations of this. I think, you know, Jerry's once again got us talking, and maybe that's the narrative that I would buy on, like, how is this happening or why is this happening right now? But, you know, maybe it's just the way Jerry goes about his business right now. I know Mike McCarthy felt like it was weird how the negotiation went, or, you know, the lack of negotiation or contacting his agent.
Yeah, Don Yee and they really never got to where it even became a discussion. The number of years were a problem for the McCarthy side. And, you know, Jerry said, well, that's what we're going to do, and we're going to move on if that's the case. And they did. I think the last thing I'd want to do in this negotiations would be to piss off David Mulligetta.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I would do. This guy will hold a grudge, and he will hold a grudge, and he will make the Cowboys pay. And I guarantee when the deal's done and it's one of the bigger contracts ever in the history of the National Football League, David Mulligetta will raise a glass of champagne and say, now they know my effing name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think you need to be real careful with this one, because this guy is shrewd. He's tough. He is going to do every dime he can out of the negotiations. And in this case, if you piss him off, he might even take more blood from you. So I would be really, really careful if I'm the Cowboys and how you handle him.
He's everything the Cowboys haven't been for 30 years, a winner. He gets the most for every one of his clients. First ever fully guaranteed contract, he got that. Deshaun Watson, highest paid safety contract in history, Antoine Winfield Jr., come on up. Highest paid corner contract, the last two this offseason, Derek Stingley, J.C. Horn, that's David Mulligetta. Shame on you for really not knowing the agent's name. You damn well should if you want to have some serious conversations about paying your superstar.
I wonder if the Cowboys might be the ones that are ticked off here, though. You know, with if Jerry does know who Mulligetta is, which I assume he does, and
maybe
he's
just
saying,
didn't want to pronounce
that?
He probably just doesn't remember the name.
He just wanted to. I don't think he wanted to pronounce the name. I think
that could be true.
Probably something.
Well,
he didn't
I mean, it'd been a hell of a drop
when you pair it with him trying to work around Mulligetta. I think this is Jerry Jones playing coy. Like, who are you talking about? I'm just talking with Micah Parsons about the deal. I'm not talking with the agent. Mike has asked him to call him, and he's acting like he doesn't know who he is. Huh. This is a consistent pattern, I think, where, you know, Jerry is trying to work around the agent, perhaps because, again, he's already mad at him for something. That's my read. Is Jerry's not doing this out of confusion for who one of the most powerful agents in the NFL is. He's doing it to publicly dunk on him at 877-881-1053. If you'd like, the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line is open. Whatever the case, they are perhaps playing with fire?
I think so. I think so. I think this, you know, you do have it appears that Jerry, he's always had a really good relationship with his star players. Mm-hmm. You know, and and Tony Romo talks about the story the first time that him and Bill Parcells and Jerry all met in a little room, and they were and then Jerry was trying to like, listen, you're going to sign this deal, you know, and you know, Micah really does want to be here, and you know, Jerry sensed that, and Jerry's thinking, well, let's get this deal done without talking with David about it, I'm sure, and that's not going to work. That's not how that might have worked in 1989. It's not working today.
I feel like it worked with Tyron Smith in like 2013 or something. They got a very team-friendly deal.
Maybe, yeah. The Cowboys have proven if they have a really good relationship with agents, and they had a good one with
Osa
Odigizua. You know, they had one. They will get deals done that way. They will get deals done if, in fact, it's not the highest, you know, the highest paid player at that position. They'll get that deal done. But then they'll have to give in, they'll cave, and you know, it ultimately looks bad on them. But Mulligetta is playing this the right way. He just needs to be silent, let Micah handle things the way he wants to handle, because Micah will be outspoken about it.
Yeah, talk about it as much as you want.
Micah's got the platform to say whatever he wants to say, and Mulligetta didn't have to say a word. That man's negotiated almost $1 billion worth of contracts. So now he knows what he's doing.
But Micah was willing to take less than 40. Now that you've brought disrespect into the equation, maybe this becomes personal for him. Yeah. I could definitely see why, you know, you would allow it to. But, you know, I do wonder, like, the Cowboys drew a line with Randy Gregory and said, no, we're not doing it. Screw you. Yeah. I wonder if at some point in these free agent negotiations where these high-powered agents just wait them out and then reset the market at each position, if they do draw a line in the sand, you know, and maybe this is the one with a guy who doesn't always make the best impression around the building.
If you're going to draw the line in the sand, then get on the phone and start talking about trading him, you know, if you're going to do that. Don't let this thing, don't have it turn into a situation like with Jalen Brunson and others that have walked out of here, you know, because of mess ups with the contract and things. If your intention is not to get this thing done, or you don't think it can get done, then you need to get on the phone and start trying to shop this guy.
And it's a heck of a lot easier to draw the line in the sand when it is Randy Gregory compared to the best in the business. You know, this is top of the market stuff, and they're traditionally, they cave to the top of the market guys, Lamb, Dak, Zach Martin.
And
then, of course, Micah now. That's the expectation.
Yeah. Yeah, I would not be in the business of trying to move on from him. I would be, you know, wanted to get the deal done and have a great relationship with the agent. But, you know, Micah is the last star player from his draft class that does not have a deal done yet. And I wouldn't be surprised if this goes into franchise tag land. And again, I do think Jerry Jones, part of this is, you know, juicing up that news media cycle of covering this thing.
Yes.
He's getting a tremendous amount of money, and he's such a great actor, as we saw in Landman.
He's a good actor.
I think there is a hold my beer and watch this component when, you know, high drama plays out like this, almost predictably so, and I appreciate it.
A part of me feels like that's almost giving them too much credit. I really think this is just how they operate.
Yeah.
They don't have to do anything until they have to do something, until the deadline is actually here. Otherwise, why do we care? We're living about it day by day. We're fat, happy. We got 3 Super Bowls. We're the richest organization in sports. We don't have to do anything. Micah, you can ask me to call the agent. I don't have to get a deal done with you right now. When I have to, I'll pick up the phone. I'll call the agent. I think we give them too much credit a little bit here, because the Cowboys are going to be talked about regardless if there's a Micah deal, there's a Dak deal. Name the player. The Cowboys will find some way to be in the news. So that's like, it's an okay narrative. I don't know. I don't think that it really plays.
I think, you know, what I'm basing it off of is over the years just hearing stories of Jerry saying offhanded comments to family members like, well, we got a lot of traction out of that one. We got like 48 hours out of that soundbite. You know, I do think Jerry looks at media engagement as a game for how much he can keep the Cowboys in the news cycle. And when they haven't been in for a while, or it's shaping up to be a boring offseason, he's got a knack for having the timing to strike, you know, when it's hot, and to sort of drag this thing out. You know, they're not bad negotiators, Zach. I mean,
they're
some of the best businessmen in the NFL. See, that's what I'm saying.
But not with NFL contracts. It hasn't proven to be that way.
That's why it only makes sense that they're doing it on purpose for the engagement, is because are they just randomly horrible at negotiating player contracts?
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
No, they're bad at it.
They're doing this on purpose.
We will play this Todd France audio later, and we'll circle back. You tell me if you think they played this well, if they're good at it.
They are some of the greatest negotiators, and they always know the opportunity being lost.
I don't think that they're good negotiators anymore when it comes to football contracts. I think that's proven to be false, that they're good. They might have been at one time. They are no longer good at it.
Well, I mean, they don't know how to win a Super Bowl. You know, that's clear.
And a big reason is their salary cap is always screwed. And why is that? Because they wait to the end to do all of these deals. And then when they don't learn from it, even when they say they've learned from it, they then will say, no, we haven't learned from it. And then again, they're going to go through the exact same thing where they wait to get the deal done and it's going to screw themselves.
So what they get, what they lose is a couple $2 million a year. What they get is tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars of brand exposure from people like you and me, but on a national level, on a global level, in several different languages, talking about this constantly around the calendar.
Yeah.
That is worth way more than losing a couple of millions of dollars on the salary cap.
Kevin, we're going to talk about them regardless.
No.
If it's a contract or not.
Not
every
right now.
Every day we're looking
not
for
right
things
now.
To talk about for the
Baseball
Cowboys.
Baseball started. NCAA tournament started. Most of the country cares about the NBA a lot more. This is football country. We will locally, but not as much.
The NFL drafts in 3 weeks.
They're about to take the entire first segment where we talk about 5 or 6 different things. We talked about one thing right now.
Yeah.
It's the Cowboys. With 3 weeks to go until the draft.
And we could have done it exactly talking about what Brian Schottenheimer said about the draft. There's always an angle that you can use with the Cowboys. It doesn't have to be the contracts.
Yeah, I mean, the draft stuff is good, right?
Yeah.
Those days, there's not the zing. This has the zing to it.
And this is the zing.
Jerry's a zing guy.
Because it's Jerry saying something that is foolish again.
Yep. I mean,
it's like the crazy uncle that's saying wacky things at the table that you're like, oh, God, please stop.
Which sparks so many different conversations. Like, maybe they're so ticked off at him, they will trade him. You got to go down that. Guarantee that's going to be on ESPN and NFL Network tonight.
No, it's true.
At least 20 segments. All right. What else is going on here in the G-Bag Nation? Rangers were embarrassed in Cincinnati. 6-run innings. Ellie De La Cruz torpedo batted his way to 7 ribbies. We need to get some of these torpedo bats. Apparently, Jock Peterson's up for it.
He immediately said he's going to torpedo bat immediately.
I think he's ordering a bunch of them.
Yeah.
He's like, yep, want them.
Yep.
And I'm taking them right into the game.
Those things are going to be on back order real quick.
Yeah.
Torpedo.
Mark Church couldn't keep his hat on. Bochy had to pull him. He was trying to figure out the comms device, and it was a bad scene. It was kind of embarrassing. Pre-game coming up again tonight at 5 o'clock. Evaldi on the hill for the Rangers. Mavs couldn't get anything going against the Nets sustainable, even though Gafford returned and he was amazing. They lose 113-109.
Yeah.
24 points in the third quarter, 22 in the fourth.
Bad fourth overall. I mean, the fact that Brooklyn, it's the first time that Brooklyn's went back-to-back games, by the way, since All-Star break.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Oh, wow, that's tough. That's a bad loss. That is a bad loss. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. Jack Leiter is next in the Nation.